Jared Bigsby. Just a few minutes left, and again with the Kansas Association for Conservation Environmental Education, but also curator of education at the Sunset Zoo, which is what we're focusing on now, and had some pretty spectacular numbers from Spooktacular, I guess we should say. Talk about those numbers, a record breaker.
It was a record breaking weekend for us. We had almost 8,000 visitors to the zoo this weekend for Spooktacular. It is our annual Halloween event. It is always our largest event of the year. It's a 2-day event from that takes place from noon to 4:30 on a weekend very close to Halloween in October. And last year I think was our largest year to date, and it was right just under 5,500 people. And this year we just almost broke 8,000 for this 2-day event. So we're extremely thrilled with the outshowing of support from the community for this event.
So what is the fad costume this year? A lot of Star Wars, I'm guessing.
There were actually a lot of Stormtroopers, a lot of Star Wars. I saw a lot of Elsa and Anna, and there were some really great ones. We do a costume contest as part of the event, and probably there were two that really stuck out to me, and it was on Saturday, and there was a child who had a claw costume, a claw like the claw machine, those games that you see at stores. And I guess the story behind it is the child is really interested in programming, and so the dad helped him out a little bit, and they actually made a box claw that the kid was inside, and the claw actually worked. And so the claw moved around inside, and so that I think is really cool. And then there was in the infant division one time, there was a little old lady, so they had like a walker, and they had the infant sat inside it, and she was dressed up, and she was really cute.
Well, it just sounds like so much fun, and at the same time, I bet you had a chance to do a little educating over the weekend.
We did. We in our Nature Exploration Center, we have some different activities. And so we did a little bit there. And then also just the community partners were out in support of the event. And so they handed out candy and just really promoting their different organizations around the community. So there were a number of opportunities there.
Well, thanks again. Jared Bigsby with us today, curator at the Sunset Zoo and also president of the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.